A man nechur made a tavla grua binyan banish mushrooms. So technically we didn't really do this yet, but we spoke about it like 100 times, but we didn't technically do it yet. There'll be a day that we will say that we have technically done the grua and the rabbeinu tam. But that day is yet to come. But basically, you know, the rabbeinu tam shita is that when the shkia, so it's still day for another 58 and a half minutes. In other words, right, still day for another 58 and a half minutes. 58 and a half minutes. 3 1/4 mil, if you assume the mil is 18. And from 3 1/2 to 4 mil, so that's another 3 1/4, right? Till another 3/4 of a mil is Bein HaShmashos, and then is Laila. So the simple pshat is that when it's Yom, it's for another 58 and a half minutes. And then from 58 and a half to 72 is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. And at 72 minutes, that's when it's Bein HaShmashos. And that's when it's, at 72 minutes rather, it's Laila. So again, from Shkia till 58 and a half is Vada Yom. From 58 and a half to 72 is Bein HaShmashos, and 72 is Laila. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Gra Shita is, no. From Shkia, for 3 1/4 of a mil, is Bein HaShmashos. And that 3 1/4 of a mil is Vaday Laila. That's when the three Kochavim are. So that's a very huge, a huge machlokas. And we're going to discuss now. It's funny that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have this shita in the context of when it says you think this should be in Reish Tzadi Gimel, right? Because where is Reish Tzadi Gimel? That's the siman about when Shabbos ends. So you would have thought we would have this Rabbeinu Tam in siman Reish Tzadi Gimel. Because that's when Shabbos ends. But that's not where it is. It's in Reish Samach Aleph. What's in Reish Samach Aleph? That's accepting Shabbos. So what does it say there? It says there that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could accept Shabbos any time from Shkia. That's 58 and a half minute zone. That's when you could accept Shabbos. You want to make the whole 58 and a half minutes Kaddosh, you can make the whole 58 and a half minutes Kaddosh. You want to make part of it Kaddosh, part of it Kaddosh. But the Pasha says you can't make any, before Shkia you can't, according to a bit of time, you can't make Kabbal Shabbos before Shkia. It's too early. So you have 58 and a half minutes to make Kabbal Shabbos, if you want to make Tosefa Shabbos. And you can choose. You want to make all 58 and a half minutes Kaddosh? You can make all 58 and a half minutes Kaddosh. You want to make part of the 58 and a half minutes Kaddosh? You can make part of the 58 minutes Kaddosh. Yeah, so this is the... Right. Now, you have to realize like this, that the 58 and a half minutes for Rabbeinu Tam, you know, so it depends. In America, it should be bigger. Because again, Rabbeinu Tam was explaining a Gemara, that's Bavel Eretz Yisrael. In America, it should be much greater. So says Hagon Rav Meir Posen, that in America it is bigger. Right? It goes, instead of 72, you have what? 16.1 degrees, that's, and that could be somewhere in the 96 range. You know, so Taked is bigger. And that's where Meir Posen's sheet is. Hagoyin Rav Lindenblatt was asking, you know, what if you're running late? What if you're running late on Friday? So that's the worst you get. I gave the shiur last Friday morning. I gave a shiur in Riverdale, you know, about early Shabbos. So you got to realize, you know, starting this Shabbos, you got to get things done early. Because from this time on, people start calling to say they're stuck on the highway or they're stuck in the... It happened to us once. I told you, we were going from Washington Heights to the Lower East Side. And we left a nice amount of time. And there was a tractor trailer that went on the FDR, Shalom Bershus, and they had to clear the whole FDR, and it was a whole thing. And after a certain time, I said to my wife, there's no way we're going to get there on time. So I didn't tell her, so let's keep driving. I said, no, we have to park the car before Shkia. So we went into a lot, we found a lot, and we had it parked 2 minutes before, something like that. It was parked before Shkia. What? No, so everything we left in the car. I was wearing my big day Shabbos, but maybe everyone was. And then we left everything in the car. And then my son insisted that we go to Safta. We got to go. So we walked 2 hours to the Lower East Side. Or else I would have, you know, gone. I have people I know. It was basically on East Side, Upper East Side, 72nd Street, around that area. That's where we... Yeah, you live like that. I would have gone. Simon Shochak could have gone to his house. I would have known him. I'm sure he would have let me in even if I didn't know him. But and then we walked the rest. It was a whole story. That's it. Right. Ask that at the Shabbos table. Yeah. What? Yeah. So one second. So the Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, like, could you still do 58 and a half minutes in? Is that sheet is still viable in America? No, because it's already so dark. Yeah, so Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman told me, he wrote a shtickle where he thinks that that we should never rely, it's not feasible to rely on Rabbeinu Tam Lakula because of the Metzius. Okay. So Rav Shechter is very stark that the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Gemara is machlokas in Metzius, and therefore in Metzius you don't say Elo Elokim Devar Elokim Chayim, because Metzius is either someone's right or someone's wrong. But we were explaining that it's not a machlokas in Metzius, right? We were explaining, like the Kloisenberger Rebbe explained, that the machlokas is what's called hichsif. Is it dark or is it? But the Vilna Gaon sheet is Max. Once it's Shkia, you have 3/4 of a mil is suffix, and then at 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes, that's Bar Delilah.
What would that be in North America? What would that translate to?
In America, so you looked it up, guys, right? In America, what does it become? What did we say? Akiva?
The Grashika.
Did we look up the Grah on the what? No. It's a confusion. What most people keep around 45 ish. So the question is, you know, what? Where is that? Is that because really the Gra is sooner than that? 13 and a half, and in America it'll be a little bit longer. But it won't be so much longer. Yeah. Yeah.
Really? So is that to adjust 13 and a half to America?
Right, so because really 13 and a half is not going to be so long. Leo Levy, in his book Jewish Chronomy. So he writes what the Gros Zman is really in New York. I mean, you have it here, no? On your phones. The Gros in New York. The Gros in New York. So. Yeah. So it's not much. It's maybe, what is it, 20 minutes? 20, you know, something like that. It's not going to be so much more. It's going to be more than 13 and a half, but it's not going to be. So they put that in. So Leo Levy prints it in, I think, between 20, 25, something like that. So they gave this out 1 year in the Breuer's Dinner, the book, Jewish Chronomy. And then they put a stamp in the front of the book that the early Zman you can't rely on. And they made up some reason. But doesn't take into account. I don't know if the reason they put in was it's the real reason. But it was too early in Zman for. But that's the basic idea. No, because he holds Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. So if Tzeis is 72, an hour and a quarter is what, 75? So it's like 3 minutes before Shkia. So that's the big problem, that if you really want to be a Rabbeinu Tam person, which some people say you should be, so then you can't fulfill everything, because then you'll only be able to light Shabbos candles after Shkia. Now today in America, if you do that, you're called a Mechalal Shabbos. You call the Mechalal Shabbos. So, see, in Europe they used to do that. In Europe they used to do Melacha after Shkia. But in America, Rabbi Harfin has told me that the Satmar Rebbe, you know, in America didn't paskin the same way he paskined in Europe. Whereas in Europe, he paskin, you know, he gave leeway after Shkia. In America, he didn't. Because in America, you know, it's different. You can't. So many people are Mechal Shabbos anyway. So if half the people who are keeping Shabbos are considered Mechal Shabbos according to the other people, that would be cause a tremendous bilbul. See, when you had a kahila in Europe, so everyone, say, was doing malacha for like 20 minutes after the Shkia, no. So that's Shabbos. And here, imagine if every people are going to do malach 20 minutes after Shkia, and then other people are going to say, hey, that's Chil Shabbos, and that's amongst the frum people, let alone the people who are not keeping Shabbos. It'll cause a disaster. Yeah, it'll cause a disaster. Yeah. Shimon Nairin, was doctor. What thing? Yes, yeah.
And Lilac or another, it doesn't say who it is, but using degrees comes up to 36 minutes after Shkia, which would be 5:28.
Yeah, but that's not the bra.
So the bra
is about 16:22 minutes, depending on the calculation.
Yeah, where are you reading it from?
From Eisman. I went over the Fridays, and depending on whether you might calculate it,
so it would be 16 to 22.
22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. It's between 4:58 and 5:11.
So that's between 16 minutes and 22 minutes,
yeah.
You said? Yeah, well, it makes sense, because 13 and a half is the real grah in Eretz Israel, so we're more north, but how much more are we, you know what I mean? So it's not going to be those, so it could be between...
So 13 and a half minutes.
Yeah, so that's the grah. So that's the right. So then we don't. No one really does the grah for ending Shabbos, the pure grah. The question is, what we do this 45 thing. So I always used to think, oh, that was like, you know, elongation of the grah, but it's probably not, because you're not just elongating the grah; you're doubling the grah. You have to double the growth. So the simple pshat might be that it's who? That it's Rabbeinu Tam according to the Michas Kohen. Because we said that Rabbi Natan, according to the Michas Kohen, holds that if you see the stars, then you don't have to wait the full meal. And that's basically that's what they did in Europe, as Rav Harford has pointed out. They saw the stars, so they saw the stars around 40 minutes, 50 minutes. And then 15 minutes before that, they considered that Beit HaShemesh, and then they did Malacha, another 20 minutes. So in America, we're not going to do that. You understand? But again, technically, we didn't start the grow yet, so, or the remaining time. How many degrees? How many degrees is the grow? Doesn't say how many degrees. When we do the grow, I'll tell you exactly how many degrees it is. But it's. But Rav Avadi Yosef is the purest. He holds you follow the grow for bris milah. In other words, for Shabbos, he says you should follow Rabbeinu Tam, Ben Hashmoshes. We have to discuss also why all of a sudden is Rav Avadi Yosef into the grow. I mean, he's a mechaber person. Mechaber doesn't quote the Gra. Doesn't quote. And where's this Mechaber? In Reish Samech Aleph, where he discusses how do you do Tosefah Shabbos. So that, and he says, for the 58 and a half minutes, you can decide you want to make it all Kodesh, part Kodesh, but that's only assuming that those 58 and a half minutes are Vadayom. And then you can make part of it Kodesh, the whole thing Kodesh, part Kodesh, etc.
Who said the before the
So, the question is, what did the Gaonim say? They preceded the Rishonim. So some want to say that the Gra and the Gaonim are the same, and some want to say not that way, but that's, wait till we get to that. But definitely in the Rishonim world, you know, it's not...
Most of them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Again,
what happened?
Why is Moran saying
Rav at the beginning?
And then there
is Jigma? Because he holds it's not a Suffolk. The Shulchan Aruch holds it's not. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, definitely you can do Balak after Shkia. So Simon Shoykin is asking, so why don't we say something to the Chumrah and not to do Malach after Shkia on Friday, according to the Rav Yosef Karo? So the Pashup Shad is, he holds it's not a Suffolk. Who's the other Shita? There's no other Shita. He holds there's no other Shita. Because the only Shitas that really explain when it is what? There's Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban, all those Rishonim say that way. Maybe it could be Medayah from some other Rishonim that didn't say it, that they hold differently, but it's not... it's not like the Shulchan Aruch... I mean, the Shulchan Aruch sometimes quotes the Yesh Omer. Yesh Omer this, Yesh Omer that. That someone would say because he wants to tell you if you want to be Machmir. And here, he doesn't even quote the Yesh Omer. It's a Pella. It's a Pella, you know, this halakha, you know. So that's why it's a Kedai thing to keep Rabbeinu Tam Lechum at the end of Shabbos. Kedai thing. We'll see more about that.
All these calculations are from Shkia, right?
Yeah. And again, I can't even begin to tell you the other things yet, so let's continue. But now, I just want you to get that basic idea, and then when we really learn it, you'll see something. You'll see interesting things. But you got to be patient. Okay. You have time, if you give me packet one, please? Question 9. Take Divrei HaYerushalmi. Binyan Gimel Chachamim. So what does Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi says, Gimel Kochavim. So the Yerushalmi says, he tells you about the three kochavim, and he says, "Belad yitchamun plosa kochavim bar mecha kochavta." So some have the girsa. That you have to see the three stars in one area. The three stars should look like one star because they're clumped together.
That's a special
gear. That's a special gear. Because the gear that we have is not that way. The gear that is Vashi Chamu Plot Kochavim Bar Minchad Kochavim, which the Pnei Moshe says that you have to mean. There was. Say you saw one star, and then you see two more stars. That first star doesn't count because that first star you see in Vayom. So the first star that you saw, if you saw one star, and then you saw two more stars, that's not three. 1 + 2 = 3. 1 + 2 = 3. Oh, I like that. 1 + 2 = 3. Because the first kochav is near Vayom. So that's what he's saying. You have to see three stars, not including that first star. That's the gear that we have with Yerushalmi. And my opponent has the gear so that you should see the three stars like what? Like you have a symbol, right? Three little dots. But they look like one cluster.
Yeah.
So the Gersa, so the Ran, when he quotes this Yerushalmi, he quotes it with this other Gersa, that you should see the three stars as one, meaning Ritzufim. And that's the Ran here on Tezvav and Amrav. So those are that's question number 10 also. 10 Girsos Shonos B'divrei Yerushalmi. What are the different Girsos of the Yerushalmi? Do we say three stars except for the first star? Or do we say the three stars look like one star? Well, it says about three stars, it says about one star. So one Girsos, the way we have it, is the three stars should look like one star, which should be a cluster together. The other way, the way the Girsos in the Yerushalmi that's printed by us is that the three stars have to be excluding star number one, because that star is near a Bayom. He explains the Yerushalmi that means that you don't count the first star towards the three. When you fuse the one star, that doesn't count as the three. That one star is the star that's there beyond. Okay, Simon, can you give me bass, please?
Walk outside.
No.
If
you saw one star and you only saw one, then you can't say, okay, I have to wait for two more. But if you saw three stars, those could be three stars that are Belila. If you saw only one, and then you see two more, then it's not good enough.
Right.
And then we have... Okay, then Tosefis, what's the shear of Tosefis Yom Kippur? So Tosa says there's a shear. Because Tosa speaks about the people that were eating to the buzzer on Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, that Tosefus Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, in Beitz Daf Lamed is a deraisa, and yet people eat till the buzzer. And we don't say anything to them. Because so the Gemara says this is the concept of mutav sheyushogim al yumid yizidim. Sometimes you see somebody's not following the halacha, don't say anything. Why? You would think you should always say something. No, because sometimes if you can assume he doesn't know the halacha and he's a shogig, if we would tell him, he still won't follow, and now you make him into a mazid. So sometimes we say the concept of mutav sheyushogim al yumid yizidim, and the Gemara gives an example. Because these people that are eating till the buzzer on Erev Yom Kippur, and we don't say anything to them. Why? Because they probably don't know this halacha. And if they would know it, they won't necessarily keep it anyway. So just keep quiet. So this way, now that they're violating it, they're b'shogim, they don't know. Then once we'll tell them, and they'll still violate it, that'll be even worse. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the question, whether there's a difference between a deraisa, the rabban, and mefurish. That's a whole, it's a whole discussion, but that's a whole separate sugya, so I didn't want to get into it now. But right, some Rabbi Zablani is saying is that sometimes if everyone knows this halacha, so obviously he knows it and he's still violating it, so then there is something to say, to say something, because you're not going to change him to a shogun. He's already amazing. So, okay, but yeah. Then we saw that, what's the Ramban about Tosefes Shabbos? So he says, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Hichsi Valium Yisrael Atachtam. And then, maybe, but that's still not Tzeitz HaChavim. So you have to wait a little bit more. But according to Rav Yossi, the Tzeis HaKachovim is Laila, so then how, what are you supposed to keep more than that? So the Ramban says, Yishlomer Shein Kachovim Gedolim, whereas maybe you have to wait till Kochavim Ktanim. That's the Tosefus. Whereas Rav Yossi says Laila's Kochavim, but that's Kochavim Beinanim. So the Tosefus is to wait till Kochavim Ktanim. Or the Tosefus could be that they have to be Ritzufim. Because according to Rav Yehuda, he says Laila is only, is not necessarily Tzeis HaKochavim, it could be Hishkir, you know, Elim Hishkir Latachton. So then what else do you have to wait? So then you have to wait till Tzeis HaKachovim to make Tosefes, which is a little bit later. According to Rav Yossi, the Laila is Tzeis HaKachovim, so what do you have to wait for? So he says you have to wait for Ketanim or Tzufim or something like that. Because, but he doesn't say you have to wait till Kol HaKachovim, or he doesn't have to wait to Absolute Darkness. So at least if it should be Ritzufim or Ketanim.
Yeah.
can't hear you. Say again.
The point I have is that Matt is thinking of Yehuda. What in between Venus Bustos and Jesus the Puppet?
Is a little bit of time.
That Lila?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's it's already Lila.
Even before Jesus the Puppet.
Right.
So then they get
maybe that's only Rav Yossi speaking. Maybe that's only Rav Yossi speaking. Aha. I'll just put it back. Quote from Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So that's number 12. That's the Ramban. So the Ramban says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the night is not Tzeitz HaChovim, it's just Hishchir, then you have to wait till Tzeitz HaChovim to get Tosefis. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Lila itself is Tzeitz HaChovim, so what's Tosefis? So Tosefis is either Ketanim or Ritzufim. And that's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That's number 13. But Men Nechaku, Talmidei Rabbi Yonah Shah Rishonim Gabi Kochavim Ketanim. So if you look in the that Sefer Zmanim Bahavana, he discusses Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yona. So say the Bein Hashmashos, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Topchinsky, the question is, what's the idea of Kochavim Ketanim? Is that Midin Tosefes? Or is that Midin Safek Kochavim Beinonim? Yeah, so that's a similar idea. Right, say for example, the Ritva says, Shir Tosefes Bitiyasu Hu Sheyamtin and Sheyira Gimel Kochavim Ketanim. That's the Shir Tosefes. Rabbi Yona says that Kibbutz Kacham Ketanim is because we're not Bucky. It's not a Din of Tosefis. It's not Bucky. Maybe those are the real Kachavim Beinonim. So you wait till Ketanim, then for sure you, at least you know you have Beinonim. But the way the Rabbi Yona learns has nothing to do with Tosefis. It has to do with what? It has to do with Nabokim when the real Lila is. There is a saying it's a totally different shot. No, we're Bucky. We still keep Tanim Al Tosefes. That's the Ritva on page 6.
Where is he getting? The Gemara that says that, or
are
you just saying,
they
both have the same
Tanim? The Gemara says
Beinim. Right, so it's interesting that the.
So he says, so what's Tosefes then? So he says, oh, maybe that's from the Ketanim.
No, I'm saying that's weird. I mean, that those days that was the minute, like.
Or it could be Pshat in the Yerushalmi.
Oh, the Yerushalmi is Pshat?
The Yerushalmi says Ritzufim. I mean, the way according to that Gersa. So when you have Ritzufim, that could be the same thing as Ketanim. That's the next question. Whether there's a real difference between Ritzufim and Ketanim. Something like that, right. Okay. Let's pick up with this tomorrow. So technically we'll say we're on question 15. You like to daven mincha now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 minute break and we'll daven mincha. What time is the zman? Is it ready?
12:09.